Morning, church. Last year I got to speak. Brian asked me to speak last year, and I gave a testimony about how I died in 2015, doing drugs, cocaine on my couch, and died. Was on life support for 4 days. And the Lord Jesus went to bat for me with my Heavenly Father and says, we ain't done with him yet. This last year, after that, I wound up, believe it or not, I went to prison, and the Lord opened my eyes in prison, and that's why I do what I do now. Because of the men and women that are out there that are on drugs and that are trying to get off of them need help. And so when I come out of prison, I met up with a church called The Rock Ministries, and they had a Bible study that was at Joe and Eddie's on Saturday mornings. And when I first went there, it was 3 days after I was released from prison. I first went there, and there's 10, 15 of us put together some tables, we're doing Bible studies boldly in Joe and Eddie's restaurant. And I thought, wow, we're speaking about the Word of God right here in front of everybody. Out there in open. And then I found out the Rock Ministries does a Saturday night service downtown on 98, out there boldly in front of everybody. And I thought, wow, what a great place to do this. What a great ministry that they had. So I got involved with them, and for 2 years, I was out there with them every Saturday night, boldly. The Lord put me in a position this year, since I spoke last year. This year, he opened up doors for me to go into recovery centers and speak the Word of God. And let me tell you, it's not very receptive in secular programs. They don't want to hear about the Word of God, because they're hurt, and a lot of them blame God for the troubles and sufferings that they've went through. So it's hard to get up there and boldly speak about the Word of God. It really is. It was. It's come a little bit more natural to me. I can get up there with confidence nowadays through this whole year doing that. I was asked to speak at one of the churches of Grace Covenant, and one of the things that come across the message I gave was, I read an article that Vice President Pence and Franklin Graham did a world summit together. And they were talking about persecuted Christians that are overseas. They go out there and they boldly speak the Word of God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they're being persecuted for it. They're actually still being killed, beat, jailed. And Vice President and Pence had said something in an article. He said, I wish Americans would have this boldness to speak about Jesus Christ in public anymore. We have turned away from that. He said that we cowered back in public when it comes to talking about God. And I remember growing up, we talked about God all the time. Nowadays, it seems like it's the topic we don't share out in public anymore. In the United States, God blessed the United States. He really did. He has blessed us. We have prospered more than any country in the world. And I remember reading about Moses telling them, when you go into the promised land, and God gives you all these things, and you're going to prosper. Don't forget about God. Remember who gave it to you. And I remember thinking how a lot of us have forgotten about that. It's up to us, right, as followers of Christ, to get that out there again and let people know God gave you that. You have success because of the Lord. We have success because of the Lord. Be thankful. You know, I got to speak at the Thanksgiving service about what Thanksgiving's about. And it was about to pray and give it to God for us having this beautiful nation. That's what Thanksgiving was about. George Washington wrote a proclamation for us to give one day to the Lord in prayer and be thankful for what he's done for us, the Lord's done for us in the community, or in this country. You know, so I've been thinking, you know, about this boldness. So when Pastor Philip was talking the other day about a word, if you ain't got a word, take boldness in your heart. We need to be bold again about the Word of God and spread it through our communities, through the people we're around. We need this so much back in our country. Yes, you see it. I mean, you guys, I know y'all see it. You see it on the news, you know. Just how it's gone. We have chaos. We have people coming in and shooting people in churches. You know, and we have children growing up on drugs. I see this all the time because I'm in this community of the addictions. And it's love. They just want to be loved. We just want to be loved. Don't you want to be loved? We all want to be loved. And that's all it is sharing that love that God gives us with others. Loving thy neighbor. So this year, the Lord put this on me, on my heart, the end of this year, end of last year, about being bold and not being afraid to speak up. This year, I've been to two other services at the end of the year, and that's what the preachers were talking about, boldness. You know, and if you read in Acts 4, chapter 4 and chapter 5, John and Peter went out and was preaching the resurrection of Jesus. And they called him in, you know, and they told him, hey, we don't want you can't be speaking of that. So they let him go, and they went out, and they preached it again. And the Pharisees found out about it, and they pulled him back in there, and the angel of the Lord come and opened up the doors for him, right? And he told him, go back out there and boldly preach the word of God, Jesus, the resurrection. What did they do? They went right back out there and preached it. The Pharisees come and got him again, brought him back into the courts, whipped him, and told him never to speak of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, ever again. What did they do? They went right back out there and preached the word of Jesus Christ right again. The boldness of them to preach that, even though they were being persecuted. Jesus told us in Matthew in the Beatitudes, blessed are those who are persecuted for speaking the word of Jesus Christ. Blessed. We will be blessed if we speak the word. So we shouldn't be ashamed. We should take that as an offering, as that blessing upon us that the Lord's going to give us for being out there. And the pursuing, you know, in John, that next, Jesus was talking after that, after the woman, he spoke about him being the light. Well, that torch has been passed on to us. If we abide in Jesus, Jesus abides in us, right? So we have that light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Right? That's we need to carry that on out there and be that light for Jesus Christ. And not worry about being persecuted when we speak boldly about Jesus. It's this, you know, when the Lord's opened my eyes to this stuff, man, because I was in my wickedness for 35 years. 35 years. I did some bad things. I was sent to prison for it. But now all I can think about is going out there and be bold and preaching the word of God. And I thank the Lord for giving me that opportunity to help people, men and women, in their sufferings, and be able to be a light for them. You know, it's a great opportunity for me, and I'm honored to be able to do this. And I'm honored Phil, you know, asks me to come up and speak. Because 4 years ago, you guys wouldn't have nothing to do with me. He definitely wouldn't let me up here speaking, I can tell you that. he probably wouldn't let me in the church doors. No, he would. I know he would. But this word that Philip was talking about, if you don't have a word, be bold this year for Jesus Christ. Because the blessings he's done for me in the last 3.5 years, being a light for Jesus, is amazing. And it's an amazing feeling. That joy, you know, Paul talks about in Corinthians, how God comforts us when we comfort others. We get that comfort from the Lord. That good feeling you get, that joy, that happiness, that's that comfort of the Lord when we're helping somebody else. And I didn't understand that scripture until about 6 months ago. Because I was thinking, wait a minute. Lord never comforted me. All those years, I never got comforted. And I didn't understand that I don't get that comfort from the Lord until I start comforting other people. When I start doing and helping other people. And that's when I get the comfort of the Lord. And then I said, woo! Woo! I get comfort from the Lord when I help others. And I'm putting myself aside to do for other people. And it's a blessing to me. I'm really grateful for what the Lord's done in my life and how he's changed my life. Because I was in misery a long time. Now I have a program called God's Glory, and I get to give that back to other people and be comforted. And I love that comfort. But we need to speak up and don't be ashamed to talk about the Lord in public. You know, I went to go buy a bicycle for my grandson, took him up to the store, Walmart, said, pick out any bike you want. So he goes and picks out a bike, you know, and we couldn't get it out of the rack. And so this lady comes over and says, well, I'll give you a hand. And I didn't know you just slid the rack out, pulled the bike out. And I'm sitting there trying to get this thing out of there. And when she was done, you know, I said, well, thank you and God bless you. And she turned around to me and she goes, thanks. And she says, you know, you don't hear that anymore. I was like, wow. The blessing just to say God bless you to somebody. You know, she was thankful for it because we don't hear it anymore. We don't say it anymore. We're afraid to speak about the Lord, and we shouldn't be. We should be talking about him all the time in public. Amen? Amen. Thank you, guys. I love you.